like Winton's actually quite hard.
It's very difficult, actually.
Yeah,
it's not for me.
But I can see how it'd be a problem.
Yeah. Welcome to Porta Vista. It's a bonus episode, which means you're a paying customer of the podcast. So here we are at your house. You have been so hospitable since we got here. Cups of tea, a glass of red wine, Jats, Ritz, Clicks, Savoys, Cheds. You're taking us into what appears to be your kind of man cave. All your video game consoles and pop culture memorabilia are in here. Mm-hmm. Boy, it looks like you are a Bunta Vista super fan. Your ceiling is covered in grainy printed out images of our Twitter profile pictures. On your wall, there's an enormous map of North America covered in pins and red string linking everywhere from Boise, Idaho to Dildo, Newfoundland. I'm just going to take a little seat on your bed over here, just next to this 4-foot-long pillow with an anime likeness of Theo on it. Have a little browse through your bootleg Andrew records. And I can see that on your 8-monitor setup over there, you've got the Patreon open to the Bunta Vista feed, the official website and the Instagram, the Facebook, Thomas Violent's Twitter feed. It's a video of the Brisbane live show playing on a loop. Looks like you're on GarageBand there, mashing up Theo's train intro with Train's Hey Soul Sister. You're also listening to episode number 1 of Bunta Vista. Not sure where you got your hands on that, but like you to delete it. That's right. Looks like we've wandered into your boon cave. You recently quit your job as a chartered accountant to spend 14 hours a day booning, listening to the Bunta Vista podcast for an extended period of time until you enter a trance-like state. Not hey, bad. Ben, could you explain what health benefits booning offers?
Well, you see, when you're booning, it actually puts your whole nervous and adrenal system up into this sort of heightened state.
Yes.
So for one, you're burning a lot of calories while you're burning, but it also releases dopamine and serotonin. It's a really natural way to get a little energy high.
It is
It's very natural. It's so natural. Your body actually boons for you. You have to assemble the material, but once you start booning, that's just you. That's just your body responding naturally. And that way, you know, a lot of people, they get a little high from caffeine or they...
Or drugs or alcohol.
Drugs or alcohol. Where you could just be naturally ingesting Bunta Vista stimulus and producing those things yourself. And all it takes is 14 hours a day.
We've recorded a lot of these. So, there's plenty of content out there.
Yeah, it would only take you... 14 into 700. That would go really easily because the 7's a 7 and that's a multiple of 14.
Yeah.
Whatever that number is, that many days until you'd have to start again at the start. I'm pulling the curtain back. I just so that I understand, so that my character can do this, Lucy, I just need to understand, are they masturbating while they're doing this?
Oh, no.
That'd because be it's weird.
Like, you no, don't masturbate, right?
No, because it's
just
like,
booning.
It's just booning. So booning doesn't...
Literally just booning, which is not edging. That's not the same thing.
So there isn't a gooning aspect to booning other than the fact that you're oversaturating yourself with like the media.
Sorry, what's gooning?
Oh, come on now. I'm closing the curtain again. Wait, no, I need to open the curtain back up. All right, you mentioned 4 different chips. Jats, Ritz, Cheds. What was the other one?
Clicks.
The fuck are clicks?
You guys got clicks? I'm not sure if these are state specific. You got some
Clicks,
right?
I've seen clicks. I'm not familiar.
I think clicks might actually just be like Jats or Ritz.
Like a rebanded.
Because I come from at least a family where my family's values are you wouldn't get Jats and Ritz. Like you wouldn't have
both.
Right, you're
going to pick one, right?
That would be insane, yeah. And you'd
Jats,
obviously, Jats
maybe
are the superior.
Or a Jets Savoys.
I think they're no, just, I think it's just how good a host they are because, you know, it's like having, Vegemite and Marmite in the same cupboard. Just in case.
Just in
choice.
Case.
Oh, do you require Bovril? We have Bovril.
We've got Bovril.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We've got a whole
closed.
Other problem, Lucy.
What's that?
I have an image here of... So a bit of preliminary investigation reveals Arnott's Clicks, which they are branding as... the best tasting cracker.
That's not true. It's 100% false.
Also, you are like, you're really undercutting your other crackers, you know?
Yeah, don't you sell other crackers?
Yeah. However,
but they've got to have a
they've got to have a
prestige
favorite.
Brand.
Yeah.
Got to have a really nice one. Just putting a picture in the chat here for you, Lucy. And this is really only going to confuse things more. This is just going to make things worse. Arnott's Jats Clicks.
Okay, well.
Oh, Jats so Clicks.
Arnott's Jats Clicks. Arnott's sells Jats as well. They sell Jats and they sell Clicks.
I don't think we have Jats here. I think we only have Clicks. Thing. I think a Jats is a Clicks.
Oh, but okay.
But if they were just the same thing with different marketing, why would they sell ones that were also Jats Clicks?
Arnott's Clicks is the best tasting melt in your mouth Aussie cracker. Again, that's me. I don't. Is that the delineation they're making? They're the best selling melt in your mouth cracker?
They are actually clarifying that the Jats is Australia's favorite cracker, and that's me.
Okay.
So they are claiming to have Australia's best tasting cracker, but by their own admission, it's not Australia's favorite cracker.
No,
they're calling Australians fucking idiots.
They're different because the Jats have a 2-star health rating and the Clicks have a 1.5. Ooh, I reckon Clicks have a higher butter content.
Clicks are buttery.
Clicks
That's
are buttery.
What I'm reading
they
here.
They are buttery.
So what
Whereas
the fuck
a
is
Jats
it, Jats
little,
Clicks?
Jats are a little drier. I would say a Jats Clicks is probably just Clicks.
Jats are hard and crispy, Ritz are soft and buttery, and Clicks have a soft texture. And if I recall correctly, a slight cheesy flavor.
Huh. So much to think about.
Yeah, that's what you come to this podcast for.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Potato scallops or potato cakes?
Just don't.
I'll kill myself right here.
That's 2 minutes. We wouldn't even have to read news stories.
Also with me, wishing you brought his noise-canceling headphones, is Theo. Oh. Theo, are you enjoying 13 different iterations of your voice being played back at 1.5 speed? Because everyone thinks we talk slow for some reason.
So it took me a good 35 years to work out, probably more, that I have an actual like noise sensitivity problem. That I hate parties because they're too noisy. I hate the nightclub because it's too noisy. And it took having 2 children ranting at me for different issues in different ears and being unable to escape that noise and having
nervous
meltdowns on the floor to go, you know what? I've got some problems with noise. Yeah. And right now I'm not having a great time.
You're not booning.
Yeah,
You've
I'm
never
not
booned.
Booning. I'm in the opposite of boon. My brain is absolutely bubbling with cortisol. I'm stressing out. I've got the stress hormones. Adrenaline.
That's good, right? Cortisol's good for your body.
No.
Yes. Cortisol is the bonding hormone.
Mm. That's not true.
Well, it would be ideal if it was, given your children. His kids stress him out.
I was talking to the when I started on Venlafaxine, I'm like, so like long term effects and that sort of stuff. The guy's like, you know what? We don't really know. It's probably fine. What we do know is that like just boiling your brain like a ham cooking in stress hormones fucks it up. It just like shrinks all your folds. I mean, you're foldless.
Yeah, like
you got little folds.
Die, right? Like
makes
yeah.
you,
stress
makes
you
die
stress. Real quick. Yeah.
But don't worry about it.
You know, on balance, probably better not to be doing that like 24/7 with your head. So
so relax, man.
So
chill out.
Have you been using the methods I gave you? You fucking idiot.
You've been picturing a leaf on a stream, idiot, dumbass.
Yeah.
Meditating makes me so angry. I can't do it. That fills me with rage. I think that's probably good.
I think meditating would be easy if you could be on your phone while you were doing it.
Yeah.
That would help.
That would be
a lot.
Really relaxing.
I'd be less fidgety if that was an option.
What if you meditated and instead of like leaves on a stream where they were simply your thoughts going down a river, you were holding a phone and each of your thoughts was represented on the screen of the phone and then you just swiped it away to the next thought?
Yeah. Leaf app. What if there was a leaf app?
Leafler. Yeah.
But it has
million
to be a
dollar
in your
idea.
Mind.
Copyright, Buena Vista.
What if you're meditating in your mind, You are relaxed. You're sitting. You're taking note of your environment. You're taking note of the entrances and exits, the sounds around you, and you are practicing perfect gun kata.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting 90% efficiency.
Yeah.
Blam 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 blam.
What if you were meditating and you were just sort of mentally checking in with your body, and then you sort of checked in with your genitals, and then just sort of janked them off to relax you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a little check in with your body by janking off.
All right. We're 10 minutes into the intro. Bring it
home. What if you janked out? Yeah.
This is going about how I expected it to. Also, with me is Andrew. He's loving it. He's hearing himself describe and list actors from 27 films at the same time.
Yes.
He's starting to make a segue that just keeps taking twists and turns. It just never quite lands. Mm. He's entering a trance-like state. My God, I think Andrew is booning.
I never knew this could feel so right. Oh, turn up my channels. Turn down all the other channels.
Just you. What if you just listen to you on the podcast?
I'm on a solo booning adventure. That is beautiful. He does know a lot about character actors who were in movies from the 90s.
There's nothing talented wrong man. With booning yourself. Like, if you are every day striving to be your ideal person by your own value system, why wouldn't you then find it rewarding to see that ideal person, to boon off to that person?
Yes.
I, full disclosure here, pulling back the curtain for a second. Full disclosure, I do not listen to this show ever. Like, I think occasionally if there's like, you know, maybe in the episode that we just did, something that really tickled me and I want to like show my beautiful wife, Eleanor, I might. But like, sometimes there'll be a week where I'm not on the episode and someone will say, what about this thing that happened? And I'm like, I didn't listen to the one that I wasn't on.
Mm.
It'd be like going into the office on your day off.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Hey, you know what happened while you were at work? You want to like catch up on it? Like, no. Yeah,
no. And don't get me wrong. I love doing the show. I love you guys. But I'm not like, I better make sure I'm doing more of it.
I'm not listening to this podcast.
This is a job.
I think there must be people out there who are content creators who are also like, Mr. Beast has to be like analyzing his own shit. Like fucking Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I'm reading my own tweets. Like, I'm going to my tweet page to like look at my Twitter page from someone else's perspective.
Yeah. Put yourself in the mindset of a Lucy fan.
And be just like, oh, that is pretty funny.
Make me a little portfolio of tweets.
Dr. Yeah. Disrespect, just checking his mustache, getting his wig just right.
Theo, I'm pretty sure you made a reference to something that happened in an episode that you weren't on recently, and I was genuinely surprised.
Oh.
Did you not listen to an episode that you weren't on a little while ago? I don't know. I thought I saw you do that, and I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. I listen to the podcast, both because I edit it.
You have to edit it, yeah.
But also because I want to know if I edit it properly. I listen back to be like, oh, shit, I should not have left that in there. And then I make little mental notes because I care about this podcast. Yeah.
This man's a perfectionist.
Mm. Wow.
I strive to be the best that I can be every single day.
That's why it's Australia's best podcast.
That's why it's true. Australia's most popular comedy current events podcast.
That's why we are Australia's.
Charlie XCX's brat instead.
That's why we are Australia's best tasting crackers.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
It's weird news delivered by Australia's best tasting crackers.
That's right.
Scallops or potato cakes? Check it out.
All right, I feel exposed. I'm pulling the curtain back closed now.
Oh yeah, let's get back into the podcast.
Yeah. Everything from here is an act.
Wow, if four podcasters were massacred by one super fan who had them alone in his basement bedroom full of custom-made Andrew, Ben, Theo, and Lucy Funko Pops, that'd probably make the news. It's time for Headline News. What if it didn't make the news? I'd be so mad from beyond the grave.
Yeah, that'd be genuinely crazy if they missed that one. Ah, people won't read it.
Four people murdered. Whoa. Oh, but they were podcasters. Drop it. Drop it.
Not that big of a deal. Man naked from waist down intentionally crashes into Florida jail.
Get him. Get him. I think, like, he probably would have been completely naked, but that kind of lets him know you're coming, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Get a little... There's a normal guy wearing the normal amount of clothes.
That's right.
Let's not try and stop him.
Sure, he's heading pretty fast towards the jail, but as far as I can tell, he looks regular. Little do they know.
Maybe he needed to be nude when he got there, but he didn't want to get pulled over on the way there.
Yes.
Anyone sees him in the car? Just a normal man with normal setup of clothes.
Yeah, maybe he was just wearing the front of a shirt pressed against him. So that as he jumps out of the door, it falls away.
I loved that to describe an outfit, a normal setup of clothes.
Oh, you wearing a regular clothing rig?
Regular setup.
I had normal conversations. I had a normal setup of clothes on. Why don't people talk to me?
I had configured my outfit normally.
Nude from the waist down, like objectively the funniest way to be.
It's so funny.
Yeah, to commit a crime as well.
So
if you got a penis, it's funnier. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, my little baby boy was on the toilet this morning, and someone said something in the lounge room, and it was a point that he needed clarifying. So he leapt off the toilet, ran down the hallway. Winnie the Poohing the whole way and started yelling his clarification at us.
Just... like father, like son.
Horrific
image.
I definitely feel more vulnerable naked from the waist down than completely naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong. It feels wrong.
If I'm undressing around my lovely partner, Manny, I will absolutely never be in a position where it's just a shirt. Like, that would just not happen.
You have to plan ahead so you're not backed into a Winnie the Pooh corner.
Yeah.
Starting with the pants and the underpants, though, you know? Shoes still on.
Yeah. Oh, you can't also never in a situation where it's just socks. Because that's fucked
I'm
up.
I'm doing that a lot because my feet get cold. I got circulation problems.
Yeah, me too.
But I'll get them under the blankets, so... Yep.
You kick them off under the blankets. Once you've come to the correct temperature, that's when it's time to kick the socks.
Oh, I will never come to the correct temperature.
Okay.
Not loving it? Indiana police say naked woman threw bricks through McDonald's windows.
Okay. I mean, what's a negative review going to do to McDonald's on Yelp?
Are people going to stop going there?
Yeah, negative. Like, oh, let me just check if McDonald's is good.
You can't. Like, there's a sweet spot. There's like below 2 stars, and then there's 2 to 3. They're your only options for a fast food place. Yeah.
It's not like KFC where there's like regular KFC and very bad KFC.
KFC.
Regular KFC and notorious KFC.
You fucked up big time. You came to the wrong KFC.
Ooh, don't go to
Our teens are even worse than the regular
KFC
teens.
They're even younger than the other ones. They're 14 and 3 months old.
We ran out of baskets, so they're using their hands in the fryer.
They're all 12 and they're legally allowed to work here because the franchise owner is a blood relative of theirs.
Oh, you stopped at this one because you're on a long distance drive and it's the only place to eat and you need to use the bathroom? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wrong place, buddy.
Expect 40 minutes in the drive-thru, buddy. There's someone behind you too, so you're basically fucked.
Hairdresser with ball-like fingertips turns his rare condition into a strength.
Okay. Ball-like fingertips?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody's fingertips are kind of like a ball.
Oh, not like this guy.
Are we talking completely smooth, spherical? Are they impervious to pain?
They're
fingertips.
They're kind of like the fingers of an axolotl.
I need to, sorry about that.
Oh, like little suckers.
This would definitely benefit from being able to look at it, but you can't look it up because it's headline news.
Yeah, it's not in the principle of the show.
Man has to sleep for 10 hours after downing 24 cottage pies.
24?
That's a lot of pies.
Checks out. This is a...
And it made him really sleepy.
Fair enough.
And 10 also, hours like, is like not a weird amount of time to sleep.
10 hours isn't crazy. Like if you had a really big day and then you had an early night and woke up at your regular wake up time.
Yeah, that's kind 10 of hours a normal easy. Amount of sleep. If you just had a bit of a sleep in, had nowhere to be.
For a podcaster, that's the regular amount of sleep.
Hmm.
They actually suggest you get 10 hours as an adult.
Mm. I'm trying to figure out what size the cottage pies might have been.
Well, then we must be like a microwavable one, right? Because you're not getting like an individual cottage pie. It has there's no pastry in a cottage pie.
I'm just going to say it. I don't think 10 hours of sleep is newsworthy.
No.
I think they should have leveled with the 24 pies, I think.
Yeah, the 24 cottage pies definitely newsworthy.
Man eats 24 cottage pies. Just leave it there.
Brackets, sleepy.
I would like it if he slept for an hour per pie, honestly.
Yeah. If he slept for a whole day, that would be newsworthy. Absolutely. Yep.
That would be crazy. But you'd be like, well, he ate 24 cottage pies, so. But
that checks out.
What do you fucking expect him to do?
He has about given an hour
per pie? That works.
The ultimate carb bullet.
Really throw off your schedule though, because you wake up at bedtime, so you'd be fucked.
Yeah, that's probably the worst amount to sleep.
You should sleep 36 hours.
Absolutely.
What's the prime time of day for eating a cottage pie? How many people listening do you think have no fucking idea what a cottage pie is?
Well, like 55% of our listeners are Americans.
Don't Americans have cottage pie?
I don't think they've got cottage pie.
Probably not.
And also, like in Australia, we would mainly call it shepherd's pie, right?
No, but they're
different. I think shepherd's pie's got pastry, right?
Shepherd's pie has pastry. Cottage pie doesn't.
Huh. I thought it was the other way around.
Shepherd's pie doesn't have pastry. Get the fuck out of here. I think the distinction is the lamb filling. I think when it's lamb, it's a shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
If I put cottage pie into Google.
I've been calling.
Wikipedia is saying they're the same thing. I disagree. Yeah. They're not the same thing.
Shit, I agree with Lucy. Spiritually different. We are a block.
Mm. Yeah.
The meat used may either be
Lucy or Andrew.
Although some writers insist that a shepherd's pie should contain lamb or mutton. So, I mean, you guys are writers.
Yep.
That's true. What do you insist on?
Yeah.
This is a wonderful sentence from the Sydney Morning Herald from 17th of August 2020. Shepherd's pie and its close cousin, cottage pie, can be the bane of boarding school life for a luxurious winter meal.
How the...
Shut the fuck up.
So many assumptions about the way I live.
So.
Yeah, Shepherd's... if I was at boarding school,
if you were
school,
a dainty
I'd...
little boy...
cottage pie again?
Shepherd's pie was one of the, like, three meals that my dad cooked when we were growing up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, your dad can cook, huh? Must be nice. Woolworths, barbecue chicken, tinned corn, coleslaw, also from Woolworths. You're
boiled
welcome,
hot dogs.
Kids.
Nothing wrong with that.
Buns still frozen. Shredded cheese.
Mum would
frozen.
Go away for a long time for work, and Dad cooked like, in my mind, maybe like three different things.
Yeah. My mum also went away for a long time. It's called a divorce.
Oh. My parents.
It's called the slammer and it's called manslaughter.
My parents still together. That puts me in the minority. Wow. Yeah. Feels crazy to be.
Makes so
a
much
minority.
Sense, doesn't it?
My relationship together. Yeah.
Everyone listening is like, yeah, that checks out. Yeah,
is that fucking John Butler trio? Parents got divorced, can't ease the pain line? In the song that they've got, you know, it's like...
In Zebra?
No, I
Zebra?
Don't know about any the of the songs that they've got.
Is there a line about divorce?
Is there a line
about
divorce?
Yeah, he says, parents got divorced, can't ease the pain. It's like, yeah, that's right, John Butler.
Yeah.
And
I'm fucked up.
Man.
My parents got divorced. You're right. And you know what?
It
is cool.
It was like
for
getting hit
trans.
In the head with a brick. Thanks, John.
Crying while I rub my white dreadlocks together.
Oh, man, I saw some horrible white dreadlocks on the ferry. On Sunday. I'm like a 50-year-old woman.
Oh.
You live in beautiful Brisbane. Anyway, for in any Americans Brisbane. Listening, a cottage pie or shepherd's pie is like a pie that's made of like a minced meat, usually beef or lamb. There's possibly some other vegetables in it, like carrot, onion, that sort of stuff. A rich brown gravy. You top it off with mashed potato.
Absolutely.
Maybe some cheese on there too.
Cheese on top.
You put it in the oven, cook it through, crisp that bad boy up on top. You get yourself a big scoop. It's got that. I feel like our beautiful friend Mike Isaac would love a shepherd's pie.
Oh, he would.
Go on there, Mike.
You can do a vegan shepherd's pie with beans.
Pretty
if
easy.
You like.
Lentils even.
Lentils.
Sure.
Lentils.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Lentils. I'm eating lentils.
And great thing about shepherd's pie is you just serve as much of it as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep spooning it on your plate until you go, you know. That's enough.
And then you eat that whole plate, and then you go, hey, maybe one more scoop.
Yeah. Hit me with a little bit more of that S-pep. Nope. That didn't work out.
A little S-peppy.
A little S-pep. Yeah,
that's what I call it for short. Hey, I've just done a little Google search here for John Butler Trio lyrics, and then in quotation marks, I put divorce, and I'm getting absolutely fucking nothing.
Interesting.
Did you invent?
Did I write my own John Butler Trio song?
I literally only know the Zebra song. Is it in that?
It's got to be in Zebra.
It's definitely not in Zebra. And if you've not heard Zebra by John Butler Trio you maybe aren't from Australia, you're missing out on just the most annoying fucking song you've ever heard in your life.
It really is. I hate that fucking song.
Absolutely nothing about divorce. Oh, he drops
the G-swear. It's just the word gypsy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, his culture, they sort of use that word.
Yeah. hippies, kind of means something else.
Like sort of Byron Bay guys. They love calling themselves that.
What am I thinking of? If you know what I'm thinking of.
If you know a song by a like annoying Australian pop artist that references the pain of divorce, let us know.
I'm Googling the words in quotes, and it is not coming up with any lyrics.
Hey, has this John Butler Trio song come to you in a dream? Thousands of people around the world.
What the fuck is going on? I hear the line like perfectly. Good Lord.
Well. Assault charges filed against county board candidate after allegedly throwing tarantula at fellow tenant.
Hey.
Spider coming at you.
Spider-based warfare.
Think quick.
Hey, cottage pie. In some places, you might find that on a menu. It's time for Looks Like Menu's Back on the Menu.
Hell yes.
Looks like menu back on the menu, boys.
I love how he just says menu.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we didn't have the tech.
Do we have got the technology?
To put in the contraction and the S.
I'm not going to dub myself saying S.
Kind
if
of
you
should,
want to
actually.
Send in a home remix where you sample the S you just did then and insert it really well, we might just use that theme on the show. This comes to us from the Grocerant Guru.
I don't like that.
Do you
I
remember?
Don't like that.
We've spoken about the Grocerant Guru before, or at least you guys did in my absence. I think it was an episode Tom was on. But he's
a
guy.
Grocerant.
The Grocerant. Yeah, it's sort
fucking
of.
I hate this.
Hybridizing restaurant grocery sort of stuff. Hooters enters the Grocerant niche. Better late than never.
Is it? Are you sure? Does everybody should everyone be doing it?
Well, I think it would make financial sense for most people to enter the Grocerant niche.
No memory of this place. So a Grocerant is clearly like a restaurant with groceries or a restaurant that has stuff in grocery stores.
Yeah, I think that's the Grocerant niche.
Like Taco Bell sauce.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I think like, at this point we can admit that like 30% of our secret sauce is just good sentences. Can I have that sentence again, please?
Hooters enters the Grocerant niche. Better late than never. Isn't that wonderful?
I think the start of that is kind of scary. Hooters enters the Grocerant niche.
I don't think we should allow that.
What's special? I have been to a Hooters once. I don't remember what like.
Yeah,
I don't remember the food.
Oh, because of the breasts.
The breasts.
Yes, because of the like. Young women's breasts.
Oh,
that's a normal restaurant to have in the United States.
Yeah, a restaurant. They have a word for it.
They do.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Cool.
Can I recommend a social media follow to you?
Go on.
The other day I'm swiping through and I get a post from like a British Hooters restaurant.
Oh, what was it called?
It was just like fucking... Like Hooters Liverpool.
Ruddy Baps.
Not
shit,
called
you know?
Like Baps.
No.
Can I head down to Ruddy Baps?
It is the Hooters franchise. The Hooters franchise in England. And they're wearing the Hooters outfit and they're walking around, but they're all talking in their fucking awful voices. Oh, they're doing like the they're all like coming down the stairs and turn around, and then they start talking and it's very funny. I'll see if I can find it for you. Folks,
amazing.
Follow the British Hooters restaurants on social media.
Is your Baps runny? Don't I hear a fun headline from the website Eater?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remembering Tallywhackers, America's failed Hooters but with dudes.
Okay.
Going down and have some wings at Tallywhackers.
Are they like a couple of guys, they're
shirtless and they're wearing like tight little shorts so you can see their beautiful 8.5-inch girthy penises.
Mm-hmm. How hot they run in the AC in that restaurant?
Oh, it's warm. You cannot let it get cold in there or the whole fucking thing falls apart. In winter, the numbers go down brutally.
Oh, sorry, just for clarification, the account is Hooters of Liverpool on Instagram.
That's so funny.
You'd hate to be a Liverpool-based owl enthusiast who missed out on that.
Well, Liverpudlian Hooters?
Yeah. As the grocer guru, there's a registered trademark next to grocer guru. It's my pleasure to see Hooters make a bold move into the grocerant niche by launching its first line of frozen appetizers and snacks at more than 1,300 Publix supermarkets.
Publix. Hate that
You
name.
Would be thrilled as the grocerant guru. The moment another big name brand enters the grocerant niche, validating your whole thing. A Publix?
You're getting Hooters apps at Publix?
I don't know if this is controversial. I'm just going to say it. I don't want to buy my food from a place with an X in the name.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
Unless the X is in Oaxaca, and then maybe I'll listen to what you're saying.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But I can think of few other exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The team at Tacoma, Washington-based Food Service Solutions, registered trademark, believe that this venture represents a significant step in diversifying their brand presence beyond the traditional sports bar setting. With plans for expansion by the end of the year, Hooters is ready to offer customers a taste of their favorite dishes in the comfort of their homes. However,
to me, there's the two components.
I think we're all thinking of the same thing.
What's your favorite thing about Hooters?
What do you miss about Hooters when you're not there?
Yeah.
If is it the wings?
Like, is the food good or is it like a joke? Or is it like guys are like, oh, yeah, I go there for the food?
I go Hooters for the wings.
Women 30 years younger than me that pretend to like me.
You're like a 23-year-old named like Diamond who has just like massive jugs and she's paid to be really nice to me.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a PhD actually.
I think it's because she really likes me. Oh yeah, she's actually just doing this to work her way through school.
Yeah. And like she's pretending with all the other customers. But when she's talking to me,
then it's real.
She means it. I should ask her out like in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And then if she politely like sort of laughs it off so that we can both save face, I should like smash my glass and like cause a scene so that they have to call the police.
Yeah.
Like girls like passion.
Yeah. She'll see that I really mean it and then she'll completely change her mind instead of filing like a restraining order against me.
Yeah, Diamond, doesn't work, I'm going to come back every day and ask you out until you say yes. Women love persistence.
See, the best thing about this, Diamond, is that I know where you work and you have to come here because you need to pay rent.
Because you're paying through school.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm yelling really loud over the music. In Spanish, your name would be Diamante.
However, as with any new venture, there are strategies that can help ensure incremental success in this competitive space. For those who have longed to enjoy Hooters famous wigs without the in-restaurant experience.
I just want the Hooters without the titties, please.
If there was fucking any other way I could get wings this good.
Hey, lady, get those fucking jugs out of my face. Get those tits out of here. I'm trying to eat my wings.
Fuck off, Diamond. I'm telling my husband,
great news, sweetie. You don't have to go to Hooters for the wings anymore.
You don't have to do your weekly catch up with the fellas at Hooters because I have 4 packs of the wigs in the freezer ready to go into our air fryer.
Yeah,
we've got an air fryer, so you know they're going to be good.
And it's healthier.
We're going to do it on Friday nights now, and I've invited all your wives so that we can all be there together.
We could be like your Hooters girls.
We could be like your Hooters.
Were you? You weren't looking at John's wife, were you? Just because I said that, and you sort of, your eyes instinctively flicked over to her, like you were picturing something. You know what? I'm canceling Friday.
John's wife acts nice with all the other fellas, but when she's talking to me, I know she means it.
For those who have longed to enjoy Hooters famous wings without the in-restaurant jugs experience, the new frozen product line is a dream come true.
The initial offerings, have enough most fucked up dreams.
Yeah, for like the weirdest people possible, your dreams have come true.
Where else can you get buffalo wings, though?
Nowhere.
Mm. Nowhere. Literally, I don't think the recipe is public.
Yeah.
I feel like Wingstop is the buffalo wing restaurant wings? Without buffalo the tits, wild wings. Right?
Yeah. There's buffalo actually, yes, probably wings. A lot. You can kind of get wings at any bar Yardbird. In the United States.
Yeah, it's sort of like how in Australia you have to serve water for free to customers. In America, you have to serve wings.
Yeah.
Sorry,
fellas. My wife said we've got Hooters wings at home.
Yeah. You guys have a great time, though. Tell Diamond I said hi.
Ask her if she's thought about me this week, because I've thought about her a lot.
The initial offerings include barbecue smoked wings.
Beautiful.
Dry rub smoked wings. Mm-hmm. Buffalo style boneless wings. That's with a Z.
Okay.
No, I understand style. That to be cooler.
Yeah. It sort of means it's got a hip hop edge.
You got those urban wings? You got wings that snowboard?
And buffalo style popcorn chicken.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
These products are priced between $7.49 and $8.99, making them an attractive alternative to dieting out.
You're talking about buying food at the shop.
Yeah, you're like talking about getting
frozen food from the freezer at the shop.
I got that now?
Frozen wings as an alternative to going out for dinner.
Talking about getting my pre-made popcorn chicken from the grocerant?
The convenience of heating these items in home ovens or air fryers allows customers to...
Are you describing buying food at the store?
Well, that's the grocerant experience. You want the branded stuff from your favorite restaurants at the grocery store. That's what grocerants promise.
So I saw a post online the other day, which was just like a video of somebody going through this one man's Facebook photos, right? And it's him at a Hooters, and he's like kind of leaning in towards a young lady, and he's got his arm around her. He doesn't have his whole body pressed up against her. He's doing it like relatively respectfully. And he's got in the description field, photo with this girl at this Hooters on this date. And then whoever is recording this video is just like flipping through the photos, and this dude just has like hundreds of pictures of him in various Hooters. That's like the only kind of photo that he has on his Facebook profile. He looks like he is about 45 to 50 years old. I kind of feel like that specific psycho is the only prospective customer who is like, hey, I'm in the grocery store and they got Hooters branded stuff.
Yeah.
I fucking love Hooters.
I want to eat that while I'm at home when I can't be at Hooters.
I'm going to eat it on my lunch break
later.
Yeah, while I work from home.
I feel like we need more lists. We got really big into like putting people on lists in the 40s and 50s and 60s and stuff. And maybe they're still doing it. We just don't get to see the lists anymore. We should have more.
Not just like for treason or terrorism. No. Like we should just have a lot of different ones.
You go to Hooters like 200 times in a year, you're on the list.
You're posting about the Hooters girls on your Facebook as if you're cataloging a butterfly collection.
Yes.
I don't know what list that goes on, but you're going on it.
It's like there's just a certain kind of way that specific men will engage with, like, these are women who are employed for being attractive, who are good at the job of just being friendly and attractive. And that is cool and normal if it's non-exploitative. But like a certain kind of guy whose only contact with women is that is terrifying.
You have to be nice to me while I'm here.
Like there's a kind of like a genre of guy that you would find on Twitter sometimes where they're in the comments of political posts saying like insanely like right-wing fascist stuff. And then you look at their profile and it's all photos of them with like promo girls and stuff.
Yeah, like Zoo Magazine model ladies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, either that or...
Two tastes that go together.
Either that or it's all all replies to, like you said, Ben, really right-wing, racist stuff, or you go to their
replies
profile.
Replies to women?
We, one, no, 100% replies to porn stars.
Yeah, to like porn stars. Looking lovely.
Loved this one.
Let's.
I would love to cook you a meal sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, man. That's going to happen for sure.
Wow, that's where guys go here because they can't go to Hooters. You know, we don't have Hooters.
Yeah. Yeah. No, where are our men supposed to go? Which way, Australian men?
Which way?
There are topless restaurants in Australia.
There are.
They exist, but they're not as common as they need to be.
Yeah.
That's too back alley,
your
you know?
By a topless lady at the Gresham, I think.
Really?
Yeah, definitely the
called?
Gresham. It's the Grosvenor. And
the Grosvenor.
I think
sorry,
the Grosvenor.
I got mixed up. Sorry.
Get
sorry
your hair cut.
Yeah.
to everyone that likes to go to the Gresham. All the lawyers that listen to this podcast, yeah. They're really sorry for slandering the Gresham.
Yeah.
I don't
also,
know if the
Grosvenor's
still
they,
going.
They 100% know the Grosvenor as well.
Hey, speaking of putting people on lists, Lucy. So here's a thought, and I want to see if this clicks with you, right? I'm more likely to put you on a list if you go to the topless barber or the Hooters 200 times than if you just went to a sex worker and paid to have sex with somebody, right?
Yeah, that's a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, just be normal.
Yeah.
I think it's way weirder to be like, I'm going around to all like the adult movie expos. I'm going to like porn conventions.
Going to Sexpo, going to the porn conventions, meeting all the porn stars.
Yeah, I know we're all really sex negative now, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
We tried it. Didn't work
enough.
Out.
Yeah. There's definitely, I don't know, there's a line somewhere like porn actresses and actors, porn performers are all people that are like, they're doing a job. They're performing an art. It would make sense that there are people that are like, no, I just really appreciate and like what you do. And as a fan, it would be cool to get a photo with you. There is a different vibe coming off these guys than just like a healthy appreciation of someone's work.
Oh, yeah.
That, I don't know, it feels very weird. Also, just a quick sidebar here. I was just looking up the Grosvenor just to see if it was still going, which is, of course, Brisbane's only free topless bar. It's been there forever. There's the little Q&A section on the Google listing. The only question visible is there a Bitcoin ATM here?
Perfect. Perfect.
Hooters' entry into the frozen food market is a smart move that aligns with the growing trend of restaurants expanding into retail. By embracing mix-and-match meal component bundling and offering customizable convenience, Hooters can attract a broader customer base and drive incremental sales.
So it's for the people that don't want to see the titties.
For the people that don't want, like, the one standout feature of Hooters?
Different wing restaurant. Like, I'll just
go to
Buffalo
Wild Wings. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Also, they already sell prepackaged popcorn chicken at the store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can also already get that product probably in lots of different brands, Publix. Oof.
You can probably get Buffalo style popcorn chicken for 50% of the price of the Hooters stuff because there is no like brand markup associated with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the Hooters prestige.
The Hooters prestige.
Doesn't have the stamp of quality though.
The stamp of Hooters quality.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I want to find out the name of the person who founded Hooters.
Huh?
Who's
Edgar J. Hooter.
Founded 40 years. Founded by a woman.
What?
Yes.
Hooters is good, actually.
Oh, no.
Thank you, women.
I'm rolling it back. It is simply a man named Lynn.
Oh, that's a guy. Critics of the Hooters name dubbed it the nation's first restaurant.
What are the competing restaurants?
Are there more restaurants?
Oh, yeah. They can't be the only one.
Surely they're heading towards a restaurant off.
And what would that involve?
Quality service.
The format has since been adopted by other restaurants, including the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, Twin Peaks. Now, that is that's a
nice.
Great one.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. Ojos Locos. Sports Cantina. That's not crazy eyes, is it?
It is. Peepers. Peepers, I think it translates to.
Beautiful.
But yes, eyes.
Bikini's Sports Bar and Grill, the Wing House Bar and Grill, Redneck Heaven, and Bombshells Bar and Grill. I want to go to Redneck Heaven.
Yeah.
When I die.
Redneck Heaven. What's a right Redneck now. Heaven?
Yeah, take me to Redneck Heaven.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you go
Are you
to,
looking at what I'm looking at, Ben?
I believe so. If you go to the Redneck Heaven Wikipedia article, there's a photo that says, captioned, Redneck Heaven waitress wearing typical uniform, 2013. She is wearing tiny denim cut-off shorts with a, like, diamante studded belt and a boob tube-style top that says, keep calm and chive on.
That's one of the most dated photos I've ever seen. You know, you realize that, like, things were 10 years ago. Like,
this looks like 2008 to me from 2013.
But yeah, we're all having the experience now that you would have had, say, in the 1990s, looking at photos of yourself from the 1970s, wearing a fucking wide lapel suit with a big perm, you know?
She's got the side fringe. She's got the low-cut shorts.
Also, and not to be judgmental, this woman in her body has the I have an eating disorder physique of people from the time.
Oh, yeah, like the absolutely, like, I don't eat food stomach that you had to have.
Yeah, shorts also sitting at a level that, like, you just simply cannot have pubic hair for that to work because of where your waistline is. Redneck Heaven marketed itself as a rowdier, more sexually provocative version of the typical restaurant.
Yeah. Now, I know what you're thinking when you go to Hooters. This is nice. Could be rowdier.
Yeah.
Could be a little ruder.
I wish the bar fights broke out and I could actually, like, see some nips.
Redneck-themed interior elements such as car doors from the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my God.
They also featured scantily clad servers who engaged in what the chain terms as, quote, mischief, end quote. This describes line dancing, hula hooping, and spanking.
Redneck Heaven ran periodic, quote, anything but clothes events where waitresses were topless except for body paint covering their breasts. In response to this, at least three different municipalities in Texas changed their laws about what constitutes nudity, preventing body paint from being considered an opaque covering.
I thought this was America, you know? Yeah.
What happened to fucking freedom? I can't even go to Redneck Heaven and look at some body painted ladies.
I can open carry in Redneck Heaven. Yeah. But she can't be wearing only body paint.
I can have an AR-15, but she can't have the colors of my boys, the Houston Texans, painted on her body.
Now, look, this place really...
Kill Joe Biden.
I'm gonna say I agree that this place was, in fact, rowdier than Hooters.
It seems like it.
In addition to the regular menu, Redneck Heaven featured two unusual items, which could be considered food challenges. One was a burger weighing 3 pounds, or 1.4 kilos, called the Bubba's Tower in an Hour Burger Challenge. The other more controversial item was a drink called the Minnow Bomb. This drink consisted of a shot of liquor containing a live minnow.
Is that like a little fish?
That's a little fish.
Oh, like a little fish?
It's like a little fish, a little live fish in your drink.
And of course, this item drew protests from PETA, who argued it was both unsafe and inhumane to consume these live fish. What an interesting way for them to end their lives, though. Burning in alcohol and then being digested.
Good. Yeah, by like the worst guy you've ever met.
Yeah, he's getting spanked later.
I'll give you two numerical statistics about Redneck Heaven. There was a reality TV show on MTV about it that followed waitresses there. That ran for 14 episodes.
What was it called?
It was called Big Tips, Texas. You can see the... Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. That's an MTV2 staple.
Second numerical fact. At peak, their maximum ever number of concurrent locations was 4.
All right.
Yeah, so probably not... Probably not doing as well as Hooters was doing.
Yeah.
I guess the big question is this type of venue in for a Bresta Renaissance?
Yes.
Go on. I think I might have the same line of thinking as you, Andrew, but run me through this.
I think he only got to the pun. The success of similar ventures by other brands such as Wow Bow and TGI Fridays demonstrates the potential longevity and profitability of this strategy.
What were people usually going to Wow Bow for, I wonder?
Oh, the jokes. Yeah, because the asses. big, sweaty, oily asses. Wow Bow.
You wouldn't guess it from the name, but Wow Bow.
They should have put an ass pun in there to let you know that it's all about big, juicy booties.
Some steamed buns.
They should have called it Badonkadonk Bow, and then everyone would have been like, oh, fuck. They got asses there.
I'm not sure that they've got asses at Wow Bow.
You don't think so?
I think they might just have Bow.
Yeah, oh, is that the new mostly. Is that the new Asteron down the street?
Going to Bow Dog Dogs for a great time. And the Bow's actually pretty good. Like, I'd buy that from a grocery store even without the asses.
Yeah. You guys feeling like an Asteron tonight or a breast bistro?
Pusteron, maybe. Let's go crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I think someone did make a Pusteron. It's that pink taco.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Talking about God?
Well, I can get the waffles that are shaped like a dick.
Yeah, really... that's fun. Oh, I'm eating a penis. No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
crazy.
I mean,
it's just a waffle. I'm it's so naughty. We're naughty. Yeah.
But this symbolic gesture has sexual power. And that's why it's fun. Because you could understand... if you translated that to the object that represents, not the object that it is.
What are we mapping a taco to?
Yeah.
What
do you think it's
like? What do you think it is?
By implementing the Grocerant Guru's recommendations, Hooters can enhance its market presence and ensure sustained success in the Grocerant niche.
I'm not sure you get to take credit for this.
Yeah, for the record, he has not done business with them at all.
I blogged about Hooters, and they're now doing one of the things I said they should do, therefore. Ergo.
This
guy
so
is like
good.
Trying to become the number one
grocerant
thought leader.
Which he is, because he no is. One else is using
I can't
that
name
word.
A different yeah. one.
Name your grocerant heroes off the top of your head.
Who else?
It's so funny to make a list of recommendations they will never read and be like, yeah, if they follow these.
Big success.
They're going to do really well.
It's crazy to think that this is the same thing as like writing endlessly about like Star Wars since Disney took over and saying, you know what they should do? Blah, 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 blah. And then if they do like one of those things, because you're doing fucking four blog posts a day about it, they do one and you go, well, after taking my recommendations on board.
Bob finally listened. Well done, Mr. Agar. I salute you. It's an exciting time for the brand, and with careful planning and strategic execution, Hooters is well-positioned to become a household name in frozen appetizers and snacks. Better late than never, indeed.
Oh, there's Hooters restaurants now? Yeah. I just enjoyed their frozen snacks.
I just enjoyed their frozen wigs.
Great intro.
I just always, I felt like they were missing something. I was kind of just, it was formless in my head, but it was hanging there.
Yeah. Also, is this going on the shelf? Are we talking about like kids pulling this off? Like, Mum, can we get the wings with the huge jugs on the front?
I don't think there's going to be jugs on there. Their branding is quite
jugs.
Cutesy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, look at that friendly owl.
Great logo. I can't argue.
Yeah.
They got the O's in there, so it made life very easy for them because it can mean two things. It's the eyes of the owl, but also... it's kind of like a pair of lady jugs.
Penthouse should put out a line of frozen fish. And they've got full hole on the box.
Zoo magazine meat pies.
Hey, if you have any objections to the fact that this episode has mainly just either been talking about biscuits or restaurants, you could take it up with us on the Bunta Vista hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. You can send us an email, mailbag@buntavista.com.
Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. This comes to us from listener Tim.
Tim says, "Hi, I just caught up on the latest bonus episode and I heard you were vaguely shouting me out." Now that, to me, usually, red flag. That's someone receiving coded messages in the episode that we've not put in there.
Hey, I've been thinking about killing Joe Biden for a long time.
My name's Tim, and I'm the guy in the second row of the live show photo that looks kind of like Mr. Beast.
Yes! Oh, no. Yes, there he is.
We got him!
He knows. Like, he knows.
He knows. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I mean, like,
move
he
in,
replied.
Move in.
Which means he knows. I've definitely been called it by people before, and my partner heckles me relentlessly anytime a tween/teen yells Mr. Beast at me in public.
Oh,
which
what a life.
Which one can assume is often by that
Yo,
comment.
Mr. Beast! she found it hilarious when it was mentioned on the pod. Thanks for a lovely show that my partner and I get to discuss and do our own little riffs on each week. Have a lovely night.
That's lovely.
That's really nice. That's a partner listening success story.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're out there. I saw some partners out there in the crowd. I saw some couples.
Enjoying it symmetrically as well. Mm. Yeah. There wasn't like an asymmetrical partner enjoyment, which is what I was really worried about, is like 50% of the room being like our listener and then the person they dragged along with them.
You know what I'm picturing, Ben, is that you look out at the crowd and it's like a checkerboard pattern in the seating. Partner who's loving it, partner with crossed arms and a furrowed brow.
Angry. Vulgar.
Why are they talking about this shit? This fucking sucks. The other person's like, ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
This is fun. Someone was telling me, like a friend of mine who was sitting in the audience was saying that there was like two people sitting behind them that were A, hammered drunk, much like everyone in the audience, and B, had never heard the show before.
Yeah. I think I met those guys afterwards.
Yeah, I think I met those guys.
What is going on? Why were they there? Did they say how they ended up there?
That it was like one friend who listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And they just got tickets, I think, something like that.
Yeah, but also that they like hung out for ages before. They were at another event beforehand, maybe, and got fucked before they came to the podcast. So, you know, they had a good time.
Oh, that's fun.
Congratulations to them. Before we go, can I also just say it was very lovely to meet a pair of listeners who weren't able to attend the show. They came in, they went out of their way to meet up with us briefly before the show. The day before their wedding, they were busy. They were busy getting married, and they came in and had a little chat to us, which was very nice. So to our friends Akshay and Aish, it was lovely to meet you. But also, I want to know how it went.
Yeah, tell us if the wedding went bad.
Yeah,
tell us who fell over during the ceremony, broken ankle. You know who. Not really. I would
hopefully
I'd
not
like
you
to,
guys.
Yeah, no, I'd like to like... see a photo or two. I'd like to. I'd like to kind of. I'd like to see how it went. So please send in some pictures. I would have loved to come to lunch.
Oh, me too.
I simply could not do it. Lucy flew out way too early.
So early.
I flew out at lunchtime, kicking myself. My wife was demanding that I change my flights
to go to the wedding
in order to go to the wedding.
She's right to do so.
Yeah, she's right. She's a beautiful romantic, but also I'm like, God, that'd be a lot of hundreds of dollars to get home in time for work on Monday. Anyway, congratulations to them.
Congrats.
I hope everything went wonderfully. Send in some pickies. We would love that. And thanks for making the trip to come out and see us. It was great.
Yeah, that was very, very sweet. That was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us here behind the paywall. You know we love you the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than those other guys. Yeah.
Don't tell them that.
No.
But tell them in like a coded way. Just repeat it. Just start saying stuff about signing up to the Patreon. Like just start slipping it into conversation, like power of suggestion type stuff.
Yeah, just sort of.
Did you hear the thing they talked about? Yeah, it was like 40 minutes of like talking about buying wings. Hooters wings at the supermarket. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
that must have been on the page.
Oh, it was a bonus episode.
It was a bonus episode.
I just feel like ever since I signed up to the Patreon, I've just actually kind of had more energy And I've been happier, like a dopamine, adrenaline, all of it. Yeah.
I'm more normal sexually.
Yeah. Mm. I'm fucking better. I've been fucking better since I signed up to the Patreon. Yeah. Like I feel
I've been laying more confident. And or getting that pipe.
I've been more attentive.
Yep. The rhythm is really on point now.
I've been communicating better. It's going both ways.
I like being on top now. I don't think it's boring. I don't think it's difficult. It's not hard for me to do.
I know where to put my arms. I know how to like sort of hold them in a way that feels comfortable and looks sexy. Never had that before. Before I was on top with my arms crossed. Going, do you like this? Is this it?
I was on top looking like a 36-year-old guy at the back of a metal show.
Yeah. You know? Throwing up the horns and then embarrassed by it, put my hands
back down.
Back to
the arms crossed. Back to the arms crossed.
Leaning against the
wall.
Eyes down,
no eye contact.
Yeah. Sipping out of an empty beer can because I want to make it look like I'm doing something, but I've run out of drink.
Thinking, I could probably just go home and no one would realize.
Do I even like music?
I've been living in a kind of a state of constant and sustained ecstasy for the last like 3 weeks. What have I been doing differently?
I guess
the only thing, like only one thing.
3 weeks ago.
When I think about it,
same
what
diet.
Have I done differently in the last
look
month?
Look at my bank statement. What's different?
Absolutely nothing from the month before except for one thing.
Yeah. I'm not noticing any difference in the amount of money that I have, though. Let's get that.
It's so barely noticeable.
It's interesting because I signed up for a year, but they only charged me for an amount that would work out to 10 months.
Yeah. And this riff would work so much better on the free.
We should put this on a free episode. Fuck!
Save it for later.
Yeah, there's a cost of living crisis. What about the cost of not living?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You've thought about the price, but have you thought about the cost?
Yes.
Think about that.
About what it's doing to you to laugh 50% as much every week.
Yeah. reduced risk of heart attack.
Wouldn't that be really sad if the only time someone laughed all week was listening to the show? Oh. Wow, I could really double my laughs per week.
Yeah, my LP dubs.
Nice. I don't think you should be laughing. I don't think you should be laughing at anything else.
Yeah. Save those laughs for us. Hey, thank you for listening. We will see you on the free episode. Do subliminal suggestion to your friends.
Yes. And get in their heads. Get in their ears, you know.
If it doesn't work, go liminal.
Yeah.
Right up.
Go super liminal.
Grab them by the collar. Fucking do it. Sign up.
If you're in a share house, write Bunta Vista Patreon in the bathroom mirror and then leave so that when it fogs up... It's there and they don't know how it happened. Maybe they'll take it as a sign.
Yeah, and then they wipe it off and then that clears up the reflection. You're standing behind them. Saying, have you done it yet?
Did you do it?
And thank you so much for having already been signed up to the thing we just listed all the benefits of. We'll see you on the free episode. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.